before we get into this War of the Roses, just a heads up, make sure you pay extra careful attention because we have a question for you at the end of all of this War of the Roses. It's brand new. Here we go.
Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Morgan, why do you think your boyfriend Jeremy's cheating?
Because we've been together for about 8 months, and just after Christmas, he totally ghosted me. I knew that he was going away with his family for a ski trip. Mm-hmm. He told me that he was going to do that. He does it every year, and I don't know if he doesn't know how social media works or didn't think that I was going to check it, but there's all these photos of him, and he's on a ski trip, but it's pictures of him with this girl, and it's not his sister. I know who his sister is, and it looks like he's with another girl, and he's posted all these pictures, love this woman, with this woman, and they're clearly on a ski trip, and it's, I just need help.
This guy's an idiot.
But could it be caught. A sister or like a family member?
I mean, that's what comes to my mind.
Me too.
The pictures that he's posted up on Instagram with this girl are much closer than you'd take with just a family member.
Oh,
okay.
Like he's like looking in her eyes or something?
Maybe
hands. Yeah, he's kissing her neck and posting.
Oh my gosh.
You know, hashtag love this woman.
What do you need from us?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you have what you need.
I know, but he says that he's not cheating.
So you just need some closure.
Yeah, I need some definitive help.
So you've brought so if he said he's not cheating, you confronted him in the past about this?
Yeah.
Well, who did he say the person was?
A family friend.
Oh, I mean,
I feel
okay.
Like he's still going to send them to you, though. Like, if you've already called him out on it, he might. Like, be hot on the trail.
He doesn't sound so smart to me, Loren.
Okay, that's fair. You're right. He doesn't
like
know how
idiot.
Social media works. That's fair.
Well, we're going to call Jeremy. We'll find out who he sends it to. Don't say anything till we get a little note and see what he says to this person if it's not you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there. I'm looking for Jeremy, please.
Who's calling?
Hi, Jeremy. My name's Sherry. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our social media giveaway for this month. We're doing a publicity promo where we give away $100 in beautiful romantic red roses. And one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post and we randomly selected you.
Uh-huh.
Do you have someone you'd like to send $100 in beautiful red roses to free of charge?
Oh, no, I'm not interested in it's okay.
They're completely free. You won't have to pay for shipping or handling.
I mean, totally free. You don't need my credit card or anything?
I do not need any credit card information from you, sir.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
yeah, I got someone you can send them to.
Great. Jeremy, who would you like to send these romantic roses to?
Our name is Morgan.
I have a card to go with these roses. Would you like to write something on the card?
Sure. Well, how about, hey, I hope this brightens your day and I love you. Something like that.
Sweet. Is there a reason you need to brighten Morgan's day?
No. I mean, I don't know. It's just a surprise. So I thought this could be something nice for her. I'm sorry. Is there anything else you need to know about the flowers or is that fine?
So you're not cheating on me.
Oh, Morgan.
Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, so there's really no flowers. You're on War of the Roses. That was Loren.
And your girlfriend, Morgan, thinks you're cheating on her for some reason.
Are you serious? Are we doing this? We're doing this again, and this time you're putting it on the radio? That's it, like...
So, I mean,
Jeremy, I had to know for sure. You post these pictures with this woman, and they're so intimate, and I just had to know for sure.
Jeremy, what's with the photos? And who's this woman?
You're going to have to just trust me. I told her that that's Kayla. She's a family friend of mine, and that's it. And that nothing's happened. Nothing's going on, but... It's starting to feel like she wants something to be going on because every time,
no,
I turn my head, she's got another theory.
I just don't understand why when you're away with her, you totally ghost me. I mean, that's not how it works.
That's true. I mean, if you guys have been dating since the beginning of the summer, you do need to do check-ins over the holiday. Like, that's a daily check-in, at least a good night text.
Well, I don't. The other question that I have is, why not just take Morgan with you, Jeremy?
Does she go every year?
If there's people outside of
Colorado.
See, but if there's people outside of your family on your family trip, I don't understand why you wouldn't take your girlfriend on your family trip. It's just me personally.
Well, maybe Jeremy doesn't feel like his relationship's at that level where you bring people around family.
I actually am satisfied with Jeremy's answer.
I've met people in his family before, so we are at that level.
I wish I saw the picture that she's talking about, Jeremy, because apparently you were kind of close and kissing Kayla's neck.
No, I wasn't kissing her neck. I mean, I had my arms wrapped around her and you know, we were close together, but it was cold and, like, we've known each other since we were 10, so we're close, but it's not anything. And
wait, but I don't understand why that's Morgan, what picture you could post on Instagram.
Huh.
I don't know.
Because there's nothing to hide. If I really wanted something to hide, you think that I wouldn't have maybe not posted the photo? It's because it's totally innocent.
We thought you were done.
For most of our lives.
You know the way War of the Roses works. If they send the flowers to you, we have to go with our gut and say he's not cheating on you. I mean, if he was really in love with this Kayla girl, he would have sent the flowers to her.
Right.
I am not cheating on you, Morgan, and I need you to trust me or this relationship is over, because if we don't have trust, we don't have anything.
Okay, I trust you.
Email us, mornings@kiss951.com.
That was my fault to hit the wrong button. But hey, we are excited to hear from you after that War of the Roses. Let's take a quick people poll. 704-570-9595. What do you think? Is Morgan cheated? Was Morgan being cheated on or not?
Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
War of the Roses, if you guys are just getting in your car and you missed it, we're kind of debating whether or not Morgan was cheated on by her boyfriend of 8 months, Jeremy, on a ski trip. See, he takes an annual ski trip with his family, and then he meets another family out there that already lives out there, and he said he's known this one girl for a long time,
mm-hmm.
yep.
since they were 10. Well, Morgan said, but the picture, which, by the way, we begged them to let us share the picture, and they would not allow it, but she said the picture basically had them, like, hugged up on each other, and he's like, yeah, it was cold. Of course we were hugged up on each other. But yet on Instagram, he put, like, hashtag love this woman, hashtag
right.
hottie.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we do War of the Roses.
He did do that?
Yes.
I didn't do that. Hottie.
Yeah.
Because
you were doodling when she said that.
Probably. And, like, you know, let's be real. Things get edited out. And I didn't know if that, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But I really thought I was kind of on his side. But until you just told me that, then that's way. You do not do that for a family friend, hottie.
Here's the thing. It's not even that I feel like the family friend thing is weird, which I do think is weird. But then when you add the fact that they've been dating for 8 months and he didn't feel the need to take her on this trip, and you add the family friend in, now I feel like there's something shady.
We've had other War of the Roses where they've sent the flowers to the person on the phone, and we thought they were cheating, and the person on the phone didn't. And that's the most important thing. Whoever wants to do War of the Roses, if you believe them, it's your life, your story, you do it. This one, though, I kind of feel like he's not lying. I kind of feel like, you know, at the end of it all, he said, if you don't have trust in each other, then we don't have anything.
Yeah.
I need you to believe me. And what more do you want?
704-570-9595. If you want to weigh in, Lauren and Charlotte, you are on the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show. You have a similar story?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I do.
What happened?
So I was dating someone for over 6 years, and he had a family friend the whole time, and it was always an argument. I was never allowed to see her, anything. And we ended up breaking up, and now they live together. So it's definitely, you got to trust your gut feeling sometimes. And there were pictures too. And
Lauren,
you just got to go with your gut.
Do they live together as roommates, or are they together now?
Oh, no. They're together.
So you don't believe Jeremy. You think that Morgan needs to keep on her toes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's necessarily cheating right now, but there might be, like, a love connection there.
Mm-hmm. Where there's smoke, there's fire type thing.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Lauren.
So we're on Facebook Live. We have like 5 cameras set up in here, and you can watch it if you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. Amanda says, I just wouldn't feel comfortable with my boyfriend calling another woman a hottie.
She also said she agrees with me on the 8-month thing.
See, that's cool. That there, she wrote a big paragraph, and Lauren read it ahead. I stopped at like the first sentence. And let's talk with Carrie and Raquel. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing well.
We're good. We're just trying to figure out this War of the Roses. You know, I kind of believe him, but I think I could be persuaded the other way.
Yeah, I believe him for now, but I feel like what he's doing is very inappropriate for one. And I didn't hear the hashtag part, so that's completely inappropriate. Mm-hmm. That would really make me uncomfortable for one. I think he's just kind of been used to getting away with this kind of action over the years. I think Morgan needs to put her foot down because eventually, I mean, it just makes me feel uncomfortable even thinking about that. But I went through a similar situation, almost the same exact story, except they didn't go on like a family trip together. They were so close and there was nothing going on with them. Well, he cheated and they're actually married now with 2 kids.
Yeah.
So not saying that's going to happen, but
yeah,
I feel sorry for Morgan. That would be a very uncomfortable feeling, and it would hurt me if I've been dating for somebody for 8 months and you didn't even ask me to go, but you're posting pictures on Instagram.
But here's the other thing, too, though, Carrie and everyone else. We got a tweet from Roxanne who said, I totally get what Jeremy says. My family and I go on vacation with another family, and we have for the last 5 years. I've basically grown up with these people.
Sure, but is this an emotional cheat, too? Like, if you're hashtagging love this woman, hottie, like, you clearly have more of a connection than just friends.
Thanks. But it's deep, though. They've known each other since they were 10. Maybe it's just fake flirting.
But the word hashtag,
you know, there's a thing is
fake. We fake flirt.
I wish you did.
Like,
I'm looking for a flirt.
I mean, we all fake flirting here. You know what I mean? Like, if Loren walks in and, like, you know, she's takes off her jacket or something, Roy and I jokingly were like, oh, hey,
yeah,
you know.
But still.
It's no different.
I don't know.
We got a message from Michael on Facebook Live, and he said if it's in her head that he's cheating, then she's cheating.
See, and I don't necessarily buy that. But here's my other thing. He's upset with her because she thinks he's cheating, and he's uncomfortable with that. But she's also uncomfortable with the fact that he's posting pictures of other women on social media and hashtagging those things. So they're both in the wrong here. This relationship continues, they both have to change what's going on.
We got a ton of calls, Loren. This is a car divided. We have a mother and son who are tore up on this. This is it Joanne and John? Dawn and John?
Dawn and John. Good morning, John. Guys.
Good morning. So tell us.
Okay, so we just listened to that. My son thinks that he's not cheating because he said that it was a family friend, and we just need to believe it. My thing is, I feel like that it's in her gut. I mean, women have that sense, and I don't think men get it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a sexist way. I just think if it's in your gut, it's there.
Yeah, I mean, if we didn't have that whole women gut instinct, half of our War of the Roses emails would be out the window, because that's what it is. It's like, we say, do you have anything specific? No, I just have a gut feeling.
Yeah. Right.
And we have a ton of those, Dawn. It's true. And I love that War of the Roses brings moms and sons together.
Or tears them apart.
Or tears them apart.
Yeah.
You guys want more? I mean, there's so many.
Yeah, we have time.
Okay. Let's see.
This is Sky in Hickory. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show. You have a similar story.
Yeah. So I had dated pretty much my like high school sweetheart for 4 years. And we were dating when I moved off to college for my first year. And he had this friend, which I was okay with. She was really sweet. She was a couple years younger than us. We all used to hang out, and, you know, I always thought maybe something was a little off with mm-hmm. their relationship. You know, he always, you know, just kind of brushed it off. Oh, no, she's more like a sister to me. You know, I would never date her. This is not something that I would do.
Yep, just like Jeremy and War was saying.
She always said the same thing about him. And then not even a month, not even a week after we had broken up while I was in college,
they were already together.
Mm-hmm. So they had this long-standing relationship that turned into a friendship that blossomed into a relationship, I think. I mean, that's what it sounds
like. Which, yeah, as soon as I found out, because, I mean, I lived 3 hours away from home, and I actually had friends that were still in high school that found out that they started dating. And they actually, you know, messaged me and was like, hey, you know, such and such are, you know, dating now. And I always, as soon as I found that out, I was like, oh, well, I wonder if they had been, you know,
Right. You have to start thinking. Right. Thanks, guy.
We just got a post from Eric on our Facebook Live. And he said, she's just mad she didn't go skiing.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah. I want to go skiing. You know, I have a best friend who's a guy. He was my best man on my side of the altar in our wedding. And we've been best friends since high school. But, like, I wouldn't, even if I posted a picture with him, which I do on social media, like, I wouldn't use those hashtags.
Okay. Tawana and Charlotte's been on hold for a while. Go ahead, Tawana. We got about 60 seconds. Weigh in on that war.
Okay, first of all, in southern sarcasm, bless her heart, guys are dumb. Like, what?
Roy said that three times in the War of the Roses.
He's so dumb.
What she just said made perfect sense. Yeah. Like, her best man, like, he probably is, like, putting hashtag hottie love her maybe to try to, like, get her a guy, possibly. Like, this is a hot one, guys. Get her. 8 months in, I don't think she should be too upset about not going on the family vacation. Like, 8 months is kind of early to go on family vacations. You know, you're still trying to feel out what's going on. And they sound like they were kind of young. I'm 45, so I've been there. And I am actually a family friend. I have a friend who I've been friends with since 9 years old.
And it's hard for people to understand that, right, Tawana?
Yeah. And I stay away out of respect for his wife. So maybe she needs to see how the girl is acting towards her man first.
Yeah.
Let's creep on her Instagram now.
Yeah. Thanks, Tawana. Yeah. We'll follow up with Morgan for sure and find out. We'll give her like 2 weeks and then we'll check back in again on another Tuesday morning and we'll find out, okay?
Yeah. Time to check the girl.
There you go. Thanks, Tawana. I mean, he sent the roses. That's what we've always said. That's the litmus test.
Yeah.
If he sent the roses to Kayla, we wouldn't even be here, Lorraine.
No, and see, I don't believe that because I feel like he knew it was kind of coming because she had said something about the girl to him before.
Ahead of time,
he was tipped off.
Sounds to me like Roy's easily persuaded to either direction, no matter which one of us says the other thing.
That's about anything in life.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Roy's firm on whichever way you want him.
Let me tell you, that's why I don't have a political party. I don't know where I end up. I really don't.
You're back and forth. Yeah, I really don't know what to think.
I don't, man. Yeah. I really don't. Because the girl, when she said guys are dumb, it's so true.
But almost every
women are insecure, though.
I don't know. Almost every person that we talked to that was in that situation's man cheated on them or ended up with the best friend. Okay. So, hey.
Well, we'll check in with Morgan again. We promise we'll do a follow-up in about 2 weeks.
All right. So, Mariah Carey, she had an awkward moment at the Golden Globes. I'll tell you what that was coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty.
Kiss 95.1.